Catching cheaters and proud of it.
Ow, I'm sorry.
It's your home for War of the Roses on Mojo in the Morning.
Hey, Allie.
Hey.
Man, don't ever cross Allie because she'll figure some stuff out. You actually are suspecting that your boyfriend is cheating on you, and you did a little technology snooping. How did you get into read some of his text messages?
I asked him for his password. And he usually lets me go on his phone, and he's like, doesn't care about it. But he gave me his password, and I did it, and it didn't work. And then I was like, oh, well, he was charging his Apple Watch. And I was like, oh, well, Apple Watches don't usually have passwords, or I know his doesn't. And so I went on through there.
And what did you read in text?
The texts were very, kind of deep and confusing. One of them was I know it's hard, not living your truth or something. And then there was another one that was I wish I could spend more time with you than what we were doing or something. I can't tell if he's cheating on me.
You guys been in a relationship for a while. Have you guys talked about marriage or taking it to one step further?
We've very lightly talked about it. He's a little bit younger than me, so I'm more wanting to get married, and he's he does. We talked about it, and we talked about how much we love each other and how we want to get married eventually. But it's kind of just here and there. You know what I mean? It's very light conversation.
And I hear you have a baby.
It's a cat.
Oh.
Oh my gosh. Wow. I thought it was a child as well.
You guys have a baby. Man.
I know.
Okay. Well, that's your baby. we're going to call him up to see where he's going to send a dozen free roses. I want you to hang on the phone, and we're hoping that they go to Allie.
Okay. Thank you.
Hello?
Hi, I am looking for Tarek.
May I ask who's calling?
Hi, is this Tarek that I'm talking to?
Yeah, this is
okay,
Tarek.
Hi, my name's Nicole. I'm calling from a new online floral company. We're called RosesBloom.com. And before you hang up on me, I'm not going to ask you for your credit card information or anything like that. We're just trying to spread awareness of our new business. And if you have 30 seconds to answer two quick survey questions for me, we are going to gift you a dozen long-stemmed red roses that can be sent out today to anybody, anywhere in the country, totally free of charge. We're just hoping you'll use us in the future when you send flowers to somebody.
Oh,
30 seconds tops.
Yeah, I got time. Yeah, I can do that.
Okay. Have you purchased flowers in the last 6 months, Tarek?
No.
Okay. Do you plan on purchasing flowers in the next 6 months?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. As a thank you for participating in that survey, RosesBloom.com is going to give you a dozen long-stemmed red roses. And I just need to get some info from you now about who these are going to. And like I said, they could go out as early as today. So we'll start with a first and a last name.
Okay. I don't want to put a last name, but we can send roses to Noah. And yeah. N-O-A-H.
Okay. And you said no last name?
Yeah, just Noah.
Okay. Is this a female Noah or a male Noah? I'm going to create a profile for you, and I'm just going to list it.
Okay. It's male, and
okay.
You can write... can I write something on there, too?
You do get a card. Yep. You do get a card with it.
Yeah, we can just put thankful for you.
Okay. And, Tarek, can I just go back to something? Because as I'm creating this profile, and I'll get that on the card for you, no problem.
Sure.
I want to make sure I have Noah's relationship to you on here.
That's kind of complicated.
Okay. Is it family member, friend, romantic interest? That's really all it is.
I don't know. You can put friend.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah.
And then I do have to let you know that this call is being recorded for quality and training purposes. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, that's fine.
Great.
Tarek, I'm going to jump on and get the phone number, and we're going to send the flowers off. I just have to inform you of a couple last things. You got a couple more minutes?
Yeah. Like a different person.
Yeah. We just try to get to more calls. I just need...
Okay, got it. I totally understand.
Yeah, no worries. I just try to get to more calls this way by just getting the information. I just need to let you know that while we have been talking to you, and you just sent the flowers off to your friend Noah.
Yeah.
Your girlfriend Allie was listening into the conversation, and I don't know if she already knows that you have a friend named Noah.
Oh. This is very strange.
Hi.
No. Hi.
Hi. I don't know anything about Noah. Who's Noah?
This is very, very different than I thought. Noah's my friend.
Now you called him a friend, and when we asked you the question about the romantic partner, he's not a romantic partner, he's just a friend of yours?
Noah's just my friend, and I just talk to him occasionally about things.
Wait, Tariq, are you cheating on me with Noah?
No, we're not really cheating. We're just talking together, you know?
Can I jump on real quick? Because I don't want to out anybody in this situation, Allie. So
you're not outing anyone. Both Tariq and I are bisexual.
Oh, so you already know that...
But is it an open relationship, or do you guys have a monogamy going on?
Well, I probably had a monogamy going on, but I don't know really what's going on with Noah.
Do you know this person?
No, I don't know him.
So Tariq and Allie, you guys have an understanding with each other as far as your relationships are concerned, where you guys do have other people in the relationship? But this is not an understanding that you have right now?
No, it's not.
Yeah, like I said, it's not the best circumstance to be talking about this, but I haven't been romantic with Noah or anything like that. It's just I've been occasionally talking to Noah about certain things.
But this is something that we kind of didn't know about going into this.
But still, when given the choice to send flowers to somebody, right?
That's who he chooses. Yeah.
Right. That to me is.
Yeah.
Is, I guess, my biggest question. Why wouldn't they go to Allie? Why would they go to somebody else? Like, why is that person top of mind versus your girlfriend?
I mean, just because he was the first person on my mind.
Shouldn't I be the first person on your mind? I'm your girlfriend.
Well, you didn't hear this at the beginning of the conversation. Allie told us she saw text messages, and one of them said, "Sorry, you can't live your truth." So are you being dishonest with her, or are you being dishonest with someone else about your relationship status?
I just don't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
Meaning you don't want to hurt Allie's feelings, or you don't want to hurt this guy's feelings? Do you guys want to talk privately?
Yeah, it sounds like they need to have a conversation.
Yeah.
All right, hang on.
Okay.
This is the home of War of the Roses.
I absolutely love it.
Mojo in the Morning.